With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Your bite-sized daily roundup of the biggest news from the world of film. This is the Daily Reel with Van Conner.
Good morning, it's Wednesday, July the 7th. Birthday to Jim Gaffigan, Billy Campbell and Shelley Duvall, and the day the late Richard Donner's Lethal Weapon 2 was released in 1989, the first scary movie opened in the year 2000, Pirates of the Caribbean sequel Dead Man's Chest was released 15 years ago, and Spider-Man Homecoming came out today in 2017. But here in 2021, it's all about this. The Greatest Showman star and former Wolverine Hugh Jackman has set the internet ablaze with rumors that he could be set to unsheathe his claws once more. Now, the circumstances here are tenuous at best, so take this one with a truck-sized heaping of salt, but it began earlier this week with Jackman sharing a work by popular artist Boss Logic. For those unaware, Boss Logic began as a creator of impressive fan art, but has since graduated to working freelance for big studios, creating dynamic posters for films such as Avengers Endgame and Mortal Kombat. Following Jackman's sharing of the piece, which depicted Wolverine's arm with his claws out, the Bad Education star then posted his own image of a meeting he was undertaking with the head of Marvel Studios, Kevin Feige. Now, a meeting is not, by any means, any kind of confirmation, but this wouldn't be the first time Feige had reached out to an iconic performer from Fox's X-Men films. In fact, earlier this year, Sir Patrick Stewart confirmed that he turned down an offer to return as Professor Charles Xavier in the MCU. Such meetings happen all the time, and Jackman is, after all, currently 52 years old. But perhaps more likely than a full return would be a cameo in the already announced Deadpool 3, something lead Ryan Reynolds has been vying for over 5 years now. Hugh Jackman last appeared as his most famous character in James Mangold's 2017 send-off Logan, and can next be seen in Lisa Joy's directorial debut, Reminiscence, out on the 20th of August.
Excuse me, I'm Eric Lentra.
Charles Xavier.
Go f*** yourself.
Exceedingly important news out of the Cannes Film Festival yesterday, Paddington 3 now has a start date. The beloved bear from Peru's return was confirmed back in February, much to the delight of children and discerning adults of sublime taste everywhere. The threequel will naturally follow on from the adventures of the first two movies, which are both directed by Paul King, and together made over $500 million at the global box office. The new film will not be helmed by King, though, but he has co-written the feature with Simon Farnaby and Mark Burton. Instead, the project will begin the search for a director shortly and will presumably settle on one with a passion for marmalade sandwiches. Studio Canal have announced that Paddington 3 will begin shooting during the second quarter of 2022, with a 2023 release date expected.
Do bears even have names?
Of course we do. My name is...
Beg your pardon?
Right. And finally, the Fast and Furious franchise's Tyrese Gibson has signed on to join Ray Liotta and Scott Eastwood in the forthcoming thriller April 29, 1992. Clunky title aside, the timely feature will hail from the Iceman director Ariel Roman, and will be based on the riots which occurred on said date in Los Angeles. Riots which began in retaliation for an act of horrific police brutality undertaken against activist Rodney King. Transformers star Gibson has been riding high since the box office success of F9 The Fast Saga, though it's unclear exactly who he'll play in the flick. Liotta and Eastwood, for their part, are on board as a father and son caught in the middle of a heist gone wrong on that very night. April 29, 1992 is, rather ironically, presently without a release date. Meanwhile, Tyrese Gibson can next be seen in Sony's Marvel vampire picture Morbius, due out on the 19th of January next year. Marvel Studios' Black Widow opens in UK cinemas today ahead of a premiere access release on Disney Plus this coming Friday. On Netflix, meanwhile, you can stream the Russian superhero thriller Major Grom Plague Doctor from today, along with the Australian indie This Little Love of Mine and Quentin Tarantino's acclaimed Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. MUBI are adding Joanna Raposi-Garibaldi's Alice and the Mayor, and Amazon Prime's getting the mental health sports documentary The Weight of Gold. On Freeview today, you can see Peter Berg's Patriots Day on 4, 300 Rise of an Empire on the Paramount Network, It Follows and 2015's Frankenstein are on the Horror Channel, SWAT, Legends of the Fall and Faster are showing on Great Movies, There's the Untouchables showing on ITV4, and Film 4 offering up Star Trek 3 The Search for Spock, Star Trek 4 The Voyage Home, Deadpool 2, and Cowboys and Aliens. While your Sky Cinema and Now premiere today is the Australian crime thriller Locusts. That was your Daily Reel for Wednesday the 7th of July. Keep it cinematic, and we'll see you tomorrow.
The Daily Reel is a Candy Store production, presented by Van Conner and written by Calvin Prickett. All information is correct at the time of writing, and source links are in the description for each episode. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on all good podcast platforms, or ask Alexa to install the Daily Reel skill for your morning flash briefing. Follow the show on social at Daily Reel Pod, and we'll be back every weekday. Until then, keep it cinematic.
Drink great gin. Make a difference. We handcraft our gins with only the finest botanicals and use our profits to support charities and initiatives that provide relief to struggling hospitality workers. Visit hospitalitygin.co.uk to find out more. Hospitality Gin. Drink great gin. Make a difference.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style. Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.